Hi everyone, 欢迎来到酒馆，在这里遇见更广阔的世界。
想要重新开始布局，新的一年收获一个不一样的自己，口语得到突飞猛进吗？酒馆学院的旗舰小班直播口语课第26期正式开放超级早鸟价报名，赶快联系小助手张位置吧，微信号是 LULUXJG， 我们在酒馆等你。 Now, on with the show.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to our new segment, It Means What?
Yay!
I'm not convinced.
Okay.
欢迎回来我们的新板块词源考古研究所。In this segment, we bring you some of the very interesting origin stories of words and phrases. So, the word for today is a word I'm sure a lot of people have heard of. This is the word candidate.
Oh, yes.
Like presidential candidate.
PhD candidate.
都是候选人的这个感觉。
Yeah.
Where does it come from? I have a suspicion before you explain.
Okay.
I have a suspicion it's from Latin.
Well done.
Yeah,
it is from Latin.
That's pretty much the answer to 80% or more of the etymology question.
Yes. It comes from a Latin word, candidatus, which means the white-robed one.
White robe, 就是白色袍子。
Yeah, or white toga.
所以这个 candidatus 就是穿白袍子的人。
Yeah. Now, this is actually from Roman history, because...Rome was a republic for most of its history, and they would have elections for officials and the people that wanted to get elected. Sorry, I shouldn't say people, I should say men.
Because women had absolutely no rights back then.
Not that many, no. So men who wanted to be elected to the government had to wear a pure white toga.
说到古罗马，这个 toga...就是大家看到那些历史片啊或者说 documentary 那些纪录片里面演出来的那个长袍对吧就那么一系、
yeah.
怎么一弄看着很飘逸的那个叫做 toga.
Yeah.、So these togas were special because they were especially whited and they were used for when they were campaigning.
Especially whited. You use white as a verb?、
You can use it in that way, yeah.
So you mean...Normal cloth is not enough. They need to make it especially white.
Yes. Well, it was to show that they were honest. It was to show that they were kind of pure. There was no scandal. And this is actually where the English word candid comes from.
稍等一下。其实中文我们也有这个意象。我们总说清清白白。
Yeah.
就是那个白的那个意象就是 pureness.
Yeah.
Innocence, honesty.
Exactly.
所以罗马当时他们就要去竞选那个政府里面，就是他是个民主嘛，是个共和国，所以他所有的这些想要去竞选的这些男性 ，because again, like we said, women had no rights. They would have this especially white toga.
Yes.
When they were campaigning.
Yeah. And as I say, we now say in English, candid.And that just means that you're completely honest, completely unbiased. It all comes from the same root.
So can I say I'm a candid person?
You are a very candid person, yes.
You make it sound like that's not a very good word. You just explained candid means honest and unbiased.
It's a good word in a lot of aspects, but sometimes being completely honest might not be a good thing.
So...You mean like people who tell brutal truth about absolutely everything?
Yeah.
Home truth about everything.
Exactly.
就是说那种直愣愣的那种感觉的就是从来不会有任何掩饰一切都告诉你
Yeah.
Whether it's good. It's the sort of people when you say, do I look fat in this dress? They're like, yeah. Is
Pretty
that
much.
Candid?
That's been very, very candid, yes.
It also reminds me of something, you know, there's an old reality show calledCandid camera.
Oh, yes.
So they put these cameras in hidden places. They have hidden cameras filming people in unexpected situations, like the confusion, the sort of comical thing.
Oh, yes. I've seen that, yeah.
其实是一个很古早的一个真人秀，就是他们用一些隐藏的摄像头，然后比如说拍下人们不经意的一些就挺傻呀，或者说挺奇葩的一些举动。Now, Alan, if you got caught on candid camera, doing something intrinsically stupid. And people are laughing at you, obviously, at the footage. Would you feel offended or would you be like, just for laughs?
Well, I've just started doing live streaming, so I'm kind of used to doing stupid things on camera and people probably laughing at me, so...
Oh, I'm sure the audience love you.
Aw.
But before we finish, I have one more thing to mention relating to the word candidate. 中国咱们说读博士的人我们管他叫博士生 doctoral student.
Yeah.
But in English, it's often called doctoral candidate. Why is that?
Well, that's because just because you're in a PhD program doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get a PhD.
Oh, of course, because it's not something you can just feel secure about once you're in the program. You have to work very, very hard, and there's still a very high failure rate.
Well, exactly. So you're a candidate because essentially it's your teachers, the professors that are deciding whether or not you are suitable to be a doctor.
I see. 所以才叫博士学位的这个候选人。
Exactly.
I see. I know in our audience, there are quite a number of doctoral candidates. So if you are, leave us a comment and share with us how you feel about the word candidate. And also leave us a comment if you want to recommend any word or any interesting origin stories that you want us to talk about. And thank you, Alan, for coming to the show.
Thanks, Lily. Thanks, everyone.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.